Hello, and welcome to The Outdoor Coach. In this episode, I'll be taking you through some outdoor coaching, focusing on developing an idea. So for many of us, now might be a really good time to start developing new thinking, new ways of doing things, new ideas as we adapt and flex to the situations that we're in. I found myself saying a few times this week that innovation is born of necessity. So here's an opportunity to take what might be for now the gem of an idea into the outdoors with you so that you can look at it in different ways, to hold it close, to breathe it in, to let it settle and develop, see how it might grow. So there are a couple of things to think about before you step outside. If you do have some thinking you'd like to develop, it might be useful to write it down, kind of in a nutshell if you like. What is the essence of what you're taking outdoors with you? What's the question you'd like to explore? Try to distill it into as few words as possible. It might be in a notebook, on a slip of paper perhaps that you put in your pocket. The second thing is really practical, and it's just to see what the weather is doing and to make sure that you're dressed appropriately, because if you're not, it's all going to be a big distraction from the thinking that you're going to do. So if it's cold, you need to be warm, something to keep you dry if it's raining. And if you'd like to take a pen and a notebook or a camera to record the important things as you go, grab them now. Finally, just be mindful of what's around you when you step outside. You know, if it's a busy street, take care of the roads, the people, because it's really easy to get absorbed in what you're thinking right now, which is great. We also need to pay attention to actually what's going on around us. So now you're ready to go. Don't forget that you can pause this recording at any time. The idea is that it stimulates your thinking and that it acts as your own individual coach. So make sure you go at your pace and that you take the focus when you need it all the way through. So pause when you need to pause, resume when you need to, and enjoy. So as you step outside, take a moment to pause and to breathe. Notice what's going on in your body right now. How are you feeling? Take a big breath in and a big breath out. Do this a few more times and maybe stretch if you'd like to. As you do a quick scan of your body from the soles of your feet up through your legs into your torso and your shoulders and up to the top of your head, do you notice any tension or any lightness perhaps? Take another breath in, another breath out. Feel your connection with the outside. And as you begin your walk and you notice how your feet feel as they step onto the ground, and you notice the sounds that you can hear around you, maybe there are cars or birds or this chatter or stillness, pay attention to your pace. And if you think it will be useful, start to slow down. Really slow down. What's drawing your attention today? Where is your focus taking you? Do you see any patterns in what's around you? What are you welcoming in? If you've got your idea with you physically, bring it to your attention now. You might want to place your hand on it if it's in your pocket, or if the idea is in your mind's eye, place your attention there and just let it rest. What does your idea feel like as you carry it with you? Does it have a weight? Is it heavy? Is it light? Is it moving, perhaps? Does it have a stillness? What's the quality of its energy? Look up now. What do you see around you as you walk? What's the relationship between what you see or hear right now and that idea that you're carrying with you? How are they connected? And what is that telling you? The clues might be in the detail of things, or they might be in the whole vista all around you. They might be in what you see and what you hear, and perhaps even what you can smell or taste. As you keep walking, stay attuned to what's around you and how it informs your thinking, your perspective, and notice what your environment is telling you, particularly in relation to the idea that you have with you. In the patterns, the colour, the textures, the sounds, there's new information shaping the development of your thinking. Tune in. Listen. So you can pause this recording now as you enjoy the rest of your walk, guided by your senses and your question, until you find your end point. That could be somewhere along the way if you want to have a pause or a rest, or it could be when you're back to where you started. So how are you doing right now? What's different for you? And what's different for the idea that you took with you into your outside space today? You might want to grab a notebook and a pen, because there are a few questions that might be useful for you as you absorbed what's happened on your walk. What does your idea look like now? Has its weight changed? Is it heavier or lighter than before? And what's its energy? And reflecting on what's happened, what have you learned about yourself in this exploration? How has your thinking developed? What opportunities are open to you? Are there any actions that you're going to take as a result of the thinking that's happened on your walk? Maybe there's a first step. What is your commitment to yourself and to your idea now that you've completed your walk today? So lots to think about, lots to consider. You might want to write some of it down now. You might want to come back to it tomorrow, or maybe in a couple of days once it's had time to sink in and for you to absorb it. So thank you for joining me for this podcast today. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.